The Gemara Masechet Gittin Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis teaches us Amar Shmuel Nasan Lo Nai Cholik. If a husband gives a wife an empty piece of paper, Vamalei Reza Gitech, and he tells her this is what you get, Megreshes. We consider the woman divorced, Shechashinan, for we are concerned, Shemba B'mei Milan Kosfoy. Maybe the husband wrote the get with a liquid which is the same color and the same liquid which is used to treat the parchment. And therefore that liquid, that writing is not noticeable on the get, even though it's actually there. Meisve asked on this the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, I raise a gitech. If a husband says to the wife, this is you get, the nutlasa, and she takes it, the zarkul yamal or, and she throws it into the fire, into the water, into the fire, oil chaldavar of it anywhere where it's not retrievable, chaz of omer. And then the husband says, shtar pasimhu, this get, this really wasn't a get. It was really a document that just said that somebody owes me money, that it should make it look like I'm a wealthy man, that people owe me money. Or he says, shtar manahu, that it's a piece of paper that just says that that somebody wrote to me that he borrowed money from me, even though he didn't actually borrow it yet. Begreshes, she's divorced, loikamana la'osra. And the husband does not have the ability to say that she's really not divorced. Comments the Gemara. Tamadik Iksav. Why do we not believe the husband? The reason we don't believe the husband is because we say that he must be really lying. That we say he really must be lying. Halek Iksav. Had there not been any writing, loy. We don't assume that she's divorced. So how do we say in our Gemara, ask the Gemara, that when he gives her an empty piece of paper, we consider her divorced? Answers the Gemara, Ki kam shmul, da bet kina le b'mayi denara. There's a way to really verify if there was writing on this paper, and that's what we do. E polit, if the writing that was there emerges, polit, and we know we had a get. Filoi polit, but if it doesn't emerge, lav klumhu, we know that the get is not a get, and we need not be this concerned. Ask the Gemara, ki polit mahavi, even if through this process, through this procedure, writing emerges, why are we so quick to assume that she's divorced, that this is a good get? Hashtu the polit, answers the Gemara, Shmuel nami chashinukar. What Shmuel meant to say was that we're only concerned, we can't say with certainty that she is divorced. And there's a very, very fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. Tosfos understands the remark of Shmuel that these are two separate truths in the Gemara. The first teretz that says that even if we did this test and it does come out that there's words, we're only machmer that the get should be considered a get, she can't marry a kohen. But we don't say for sure she's divorced. That's how Tosfos learns. The Rashba learns that this teretz is a continuation of the previous teretz. If words emerged, then she's mugureshes l'chumra. If no words emerged, then we need not be concerned at all. So in other words, we have here a machloikis between the Rashba and Tosfos, how to learn, what to do in this case. According to the Rashba, if words emerge, she's Megureshes L'chumrah. If no words emerge, everybody agrees that she's bechlal not megreshes. According to Tosfos, the first teretz holds that if words emerge, then she is megreshes for sure, completely megreshes. If no words emerge, then she's megreshes l'chumra. What is the machlokes, the Rashban Tosfos? There's a fundamental need to understand, and actually the Avni Nezer and the Tshuvas Arachayim Simon Reish Gimel discusses this. And this discussion we're going to have has very serious halachic ramifications in Hilchos Shabbos, as we shall see in Mitzvah Hashem. When this get was written with the ink or whatever you will call it, that the words can't be seen, and now because we did whatever we did and the words now become visible, when is it considered that the get was written? Is it considered that the get was written from the beginning, or is it considered that now the get is written? And that's the machloikus perhaps of the Rashba and Tosfos. According to the Rashba, only if the get was written at the time, was written properly at the time it was written, is it a good get. And if the words are only emerging later, it can never be a good get. It could be. We only need to be concerned if words emerge later, then maybe the words were visible at the time of writing. But to rely on the words emerging now, that everybody will agree is not a valid way of writing. Writing means to write and see the words. That's how the Rashbam learns. Tosfos perhaps says that that's the machlokes of the two terutzim. What is considered writing? The first, is it that you write and then that's enough? Or even if it comes out later, that's also considered a valid method. That's also considered a valid method of writing. And this, as I said a moment ago, is an extremely important discussion. Why is this such an important discussion? Because, as we will see, in many areas of halacha, there's a discussion in many areas of halacha if writing, when I don't see any words really being written, is that considered writing or not? There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi Yoredeya Simen Reish Lamed. He quotes a Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shabbos. The Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Mem Sifkotin Gimel discusses, and there's really a Yerushalmi that speaks about such a case as well, where somebody writes on a piece of paper with liquid that it's a milk that gets absorbed in the paper, and the only way the words get visible is by putting it next to a fire. Is that considered a maisik shiva on Shabbos or not? So the Prima Gadim says that it's not considered a maisik siva d'oraisa. It is osur midrabonim. And the Har Tzvi discusses this issue, and he wants to say that this may not even be considered a maisik siva at all. He says, because what is the definition of ksiva? The definition of ksiva, and actually he says it's not only ksiva, but it's every malacha on Shabbos. We know that when we speak about malacha on Shabbos, we have to use the model of what was considered malacha in the Beis HaMikdash. When we speak about ksiva in the Beis HaMikdash, ksiva was writing with some sort of a liquid that the words will only emerge by putting it next to a fire, That isn't considered ksiva. He says, maybe it's a grama, and then he wants to say a very nice fart as well. He says that we're accustomed to say that a grama b'shabbos is osa m'derbonen and muta m'deraisa. He says that isn't so obvious. He says certain times grama could be a malacha d'raisa. He says if you think about bishul, certainly one of the malachas on Shabbos. When you think about the malacha of bishul, he says bishul is a grama. When I put the food on the fire, it isn't cooking yet. So why am I chayiv for bishul on Shabbos when I put the food on the fire? So he says, from here we see that certain malachas, if that was the way the malacha was done, that's the way cooking was done in the base, in the Mishkan as well, that they put food in the fire and it wasn't immediately cooked. It took it a while to get cooked. So there, even though it's a grama, but if that is what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, that's enough for it to be considered a Maisa Malacha. Vice versa, where Malacha in the Beis HaMikdash was not done that way, our Gemara, Ksiva was writing the way you always write, anything else is not going to be considered a Maisa Ksiva. And he says, causing the letters to emerge is not considered a Maisik Siva. Why? Because he says the Maisik Siva is when you write the letters. Even though when you wrote those letters, they weren't visible, causing letters that are not visible to be seen is not considered a Maisik Siva, because that isn't the definition of Siva in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he says another interesting word. He says that there's enough gemina and halacha what you need to do to cause the letters to come out. He says if what you need, you don't need to add any ingredient. The case that the Prima Gaudim discuss is you just put it next to the fire, put it next to the heat. So he says the original writing is considered a Maisik Siva because you don't really need to add anything to make it into Maisik Siva. On the other hand, in our Gemara, where you need to add this Maya Denoira that the Gemara discusses to make the letters visible, doing that is not considered a ksiva. So it's obvious, that's as relevant to our sugya, that the Har Tzvi is of the opinion, which is in line with the Rashba, that when you wrote the letters at the beginning in our Gemara with the main mailer, and those letters were not visible, and the only way to make those letters visible is by adding the Maya Denoira, so the original ksiva is not considered a Maisa ksiva. And therefore, you would not be chayiv in Shabbos for that Maisa ksiva, on one hand. On the other hand, it wouldn't be considered that you wrote a get. And even though later the words emerge with the Maya Denoira, that can never be a get l'kula, it could only be a get l'chumra. That's how the Rashba learns. On the other hand, if you wrote it with the milk that the Prima Gaudim discusses, there, it would and then you just have to put it next to fire to make those letters emerge, it would probably be considered a valid get. I also saw that the Sefer Yisoide Yeshurin in Chelek Hei, page Pei Gimel, discusses this Shaila, where you have something written on a piece of paper that isn't visible, not visible until you do something to make it visible. He quotes the Prima Gaudim that says that it's Asur, and he says that this is a situation where the original writing is considered a Maisa Ksiva. And that's how he says, he quotes the Avni Nezer that we quoted at the beginning of the Shir. And he says that the Avni Nezer doesn't quote the Har Tzvi at all, but he says that the Avni Nezer does not hold like the Har Tzvi. And the Avni Nezer's opinion is that no matter what it takes to make the original writing become visible, it makes no difference. Whatever it takes to make the original writing visible is enough to make it be considered that as long as that original writing can become visible, can become something that we could see, it can become visible, means that the original writing was writing. And again, as I've been saying, this discussion has very significant ramifications for Hilchos Shabbos. Because as we know, when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos, and we speak about Hilchos Ksiva on Shabbos, the halacha is that it has to be a Ksiva Shemiskayemes. The question is, what is the definition of something which is Miskayim? There's a very famous Shaila, the Ramah, in the Tshuvas HaRamah, Simon Kuf Yutes, discusses the Shaila. He says, sometimes you have in books words stamped on the top of the pages. And the question is, when you open the book, you're causing the words to break open. When you close the book, the words come back together. Is that considered ksiva? Is that considered mechika? The Ramah considers that it's not considered ksiva mechika, because that is considered a dover she'ena miskayim. The Levush disagrees. And the Levush says that it is asur. And the Avni Nezer in Simon Reish Yud explains the machloikus of the Ramah in the Levush. What makes something be considered dover miskayim or not? Do I look at the person's intent? It's my intent when I have a book to open and close the book. And therefore, that means that it's not considered a Dovar Miskayim. Or the fact that right now I have a word, that makes it enough to be considered Miskayim. And this has very serious ramifications. There's a big Shiloh on Shabbos when you have a cake, for example, that has words or pictures written on them. Are you allowed to cut the cake? You're breaking up the words. You're breaking up the picture. Is it a maisa mechika? So on one hand, you can make the argument, the cake is meant to be eaten. The cake is meant to be sliced. And therefore, according to Ramah, it should not be a miskayim. According to Levush, I have words. I have a picture. And it should be considered a dover HaMiskayim, which really opens up, which it seems that the Mishnah Brura, firstly, is Machmer in such a situation. The question is, how do we define Miskayim? So, the Sharat Siyan in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Gimel, Sifkotan Samaches, quotes a machloikus Rashi and Rambam. Where you do something, you do a malacha, that's only going to last for Shabbos itself. Is that considered a dover miskayim? Rashi seems to learn that it has to have some level of permanence. If the Rambam is more machmer, and the Rambam says it's going to last for the duration of Shabbos, which I think the Rambam means that's going to last for 24 hours, that's already enough to be considered a Dover Miskayim. The Shaila comes up regarding Kshira, when they used to do Galila on the Sefer Torah, were making a knot, not the Velcro, and you did Galila on the Sefer Torah Shabbos by Mincha, and the next time you're going to use the Sefer Torah is going to be Monday morning at the earliest, which is more than 24 hours later, is that considered, if you made a Kesher, is that going to be considered a Kesher Shel Kayama? So again, regarding our issue, it seems that we have here a very fundamental machlokes Rama and Levush. What is the definition of Miskayim? And what is considered Miskayim as far as Hilchos Shabbos? This doesn't really speak to the issue that we've been speaking in our shir, perhaps, because even though you're writing with this ink that's not visible, even though you're writing on this ink that's not visible, but on the other hand, it is Miskayim, it's on a piece of cloth that's going to be there permanently.